Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. Welcome to the Pull Back Your Power Heart Meditation. In this recording, I'm going to show you how to connect to your heart energy and to magnify it and use it to start clearing blocks and patterns from your energy field. Now, it doesn't matter if you've done anything like this before. If you're a complete beginner, that's absolutely fine. I'm going to be asking you to visualize or imagine things. And again, it doesn't matter whether you can really see something or really feel something. Your intention is enough, and people experience things in very different ways. So all that matters is that you go through the process and that you practice, because the more you do this, the more aligned and flowing your energy field will become, and then it'll be easier to get the changes into your life that you want. Okay, so what I want you to do is to relax, make sure that your phone is off and that you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. Close your eyes and just breathe gently. Allow your focus to come onto the process of your breathing. You're not forcing it, you're not trying to make it slower, you're just bringing your attention to your breathing. Now imagine that you are putting your attention, your focus, right into your chest. And you can feel already your ribs moving as you breathe. But now I want you to go a bit further with this and move your attention right into the center of your heart. So just imagine that your focus is there in the center of your chest. And I call this making the connection to your heart. This can be really helpful for stress, for worry, for anxiety in any case, because what it does, it takes that attention off your monkey mind, off those thoughts that are going round and round. It helps release the stress of your day. So with that attention in your chest, I'm now going to add to our visualization. So each time you breathe in, I want you to imagine or visualize or feel or just intend that you're breathing in life force, energy from the universe. And each time you breathe in, feel or imagine this energy beginning to grow right inside your heart. Now use whichever way works best for you. You might imagine that it's feeling the energy there, or you might imagine that it looks like a ball of golden light. It doesn't matter. Just do it in whatever way works for you. But imagine that energy growing and expanding. And maybe you can feel that there's a tingling sensation inside your chest, or maybe a warmth. And now we're going to really focus on connecting to the energy field that flows through your heart. Now this is an electromagnetic field, and it flows in the shape of of what we call a torus, which means a donut shape. And the field flows up from your heart, up through the top of your head, round the outside of your body, and then back up through your feet. So the energy is circulating and going round and round. And this is a field which exists and which can be measured. And it's actually stronger than the field around your brain. It shows you how powerful your heart actually is. And in all our transformations, our clearings that we're going to do together, what we're doing is using this energy flow to release and clear blocks and limiting patterns. So now as you continue to breathe gently, and that field of strength, of energy inside your heart growing, I want you to now imagine or visualize or feel that ball of energy that you've created beginning to move up. Allow it to go up through your neck, through your head, and out of the top of your head, and then flowing or cascading round the outside of your body, into the ground, and then up through your feet, through your legs, back up to your heart. But it doesn't stop, it's going to continue going up and out. So you can imagine that energy, that beautiful energy, circulating, going up, out of the top of your head, round the outside, into the earth, and back up through your feet, flowing and flowing. It doesn't matter what speed you are visualizing it or feeling it. This is going to be an individual thing, and there's no right or wrong way to do this exercise. All that matters is that you've set that intention and brought your awareness, your conscious awareness, onto that flow of energy. And as you do this, you've been magnifying that field. You've been putting your intention, the energy you've drawn in with your breath. And this is going to start to clear the subtle energy pathways. Remember, everything is energy, everything is connected. Everything is one, really. And if we want things to change and shift in our lives, we need to allow energy to move. Nothing is going to change if the energy is stagnant and static. So as soon as you begin to put your conscious attention onto this energy flow through your heart, you are going to begin to get energy moving. That's so important. Everything in Pull Back Your Power is about freeing ourselves from that legacy of the past, those patterns, those beliefs, the old legacy that's made women give away our power. So we need to bring movement into all of those old patterns, and that's what you're starting to do by doing this exercise. So just continue to breathe gently and just know that that energy is flowing. And what you can now do is, with your intention, imagine that each time the energy rotates, circulates, it's going to expand, expanding out. It's already flowing outside your physical body, but that flow is going to get larger and extend more and more. You can extend it out. Imagine that you are touching the edges of the room that you're in. And you can take it out further if you like. And this is a really useful exercise for expanding your consciousness. And again, for releasing blocks patterns, limitations. And when I do this, I like to expand it out through the room and then through the town and then out through the country, and just feel that energy field with your heart, actually making that connection with the whole planet. You might find that you aren't able to do this easily the first time. That's completely normal. But the more you do it and the more you get into the habit of focusing on that energy flow and then expanding your conscious awareness through that energy, you'll find it gets easier and easier. And after you've done this with my recording two or three times, you're going to be able to do this by yourself. That's really useful. So now what I want you to do is just, with your intention, imagine that this beautiful flowing circulating energy is going to get everything moving. So it's getting the energy moving in your physical body, in your emotional layers, your mental layers, your spiritual layers, all parts of you that make up your being. Getting that energy moving so that any blocks, any dark energies, anything that you've picked up, any stress, conflict, anger, hurt, that those energy patterns just begin to be washed away by the energy flow. And you can sit and do this for as long as you want. And you'll find that as you do it, not only will your mind and body feel more harmonious, you'll find that you'll be more relaxed, your stress will go down. So it's really useful thing to get into the habit of doing. So for now, what I want you to do is now bring your attention back into your physical body. And if you're like me, I can feel quite spaced out when I've done this, so it's really important to ground and anchor. So you can imagine, if you like, putting roots down from your feet down into the floor, down into the earth, and just make that connection with the physical again. Just become aware of your physical body, move your hands and your feet, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you're still feeling a bit spaced out, I recommend that you have a drink, a bite to eat, and that's going to help anchor you back into your physical body. And of course, never do anything like driving until you feel really secure and focused again.